Hello? Hello? Kikoimasuka? Can anybody in the world hear me? Do you hear what I'm saying? Anybody here? Hello? Hello? Is anybody here? Hello? I just like continually just start to crash out like worse and worse and worse every time. Good morning, jailbirds. Hi, darlings. This is Hololive English Advanced Devilish Diva, the one and only Nerissa Ravencroft. That's me. My internet connection's been like a little strange this morning. So, if there's any issues, it's not my fault. It's just the internet. I apologize, though, in advance. Oh. One sec. I'm trying to figure out a way to prop up my phone so I can read the things you guys say, because I want to see your messages. No way, the Nerissa Ravencroft. Yep, that's me. Yeah. Are you feeling any better? Good morning. Good news. Yes, I sound like shit. Partially just because I just woke up, and I stayed up really late. I stayed up really late chatting with one of the girls. We hung out yesterday. I was like, "Oh my God, I had so much fun!" So, we stayed up late chatting, but now I am awake, and I wanted to sleep in actually till like 2 p.m., but my body woke me up at 9 a.m. JST. So it is what it is. I'm still sleepy. But in terms of my health, since my last stream, I was dying of illness, as I always am when I tend to get sick. I was a lot better today. I was a lot better yesterday, and now I've been a lot better today. So, yeah, I'm chilling. I'm chilling. My back's a little itchy, so I'm scratching it. What's for brekkie? I don't I need to cook more nabe. I need to make more nabe because, my chrysanthemum greens are going bad in the fridge. But I'll make nabe. I'll get out of bed. Oh, you guys can listen to me cook. Let me cook. Let me cook. Give me one sec. I'm actually chatting to you guys while I'm completely naked. So, ooh. You guys get to hear me put my clothes on. As you guys know, I sleep naked because why would I do anything else, you know? Why would I do anything else? So, wait, what? Yeah, I'm not 100% up to snuff. Feeling-wise, I don't feel very sick anymore, but I'm also still sound. At this point, like I have a bad cold. Is being naked a medical treatment? Yes, it is. Okay. My pot for the nabe. And then I have a measuring cup that measures milliliters. I'm gonna put 300 milliliters in my pot. There's 200. Let me get the 100. Okay. 300 in total. Okay. Ginger. Sake. I think I have only one more bullion cube, so okay. So I just opened the bullion cube, and now you probably can't hear, but I'm just crushing it up into the water. Don't burn yourself. Why would I burn myself? What do I look like? A noob? Do I look like a noob? Hello? Nerissa Ravencroft burned herself cooking. Do you know who you're talking to? Do you know who you're talking to, jailbirds? Be so for real right now. I'm gonna take the sake. Let's pour a little bit in. However much my heart feels like it's good. Open up the ginger. And I'm just gonna use my clean chopsticks that I'm gonna use to eat just to scoop out whatever looks good. I'll give it a little mix, but you don't need to do that. At least with this bullion cube, the bullion cube will just fully dissolve itself once the water gets hot. So I never have to like mix it or anything, which is nice. You don't have to turn the water on now. I guess you could if you wanted to, but I'm gonna wait. They usually don't do it till a bit later. Okay, in the fridge I have green onion, cabbage, my expiring chrysanthemum greens, the rest of these soybeans. Why do I keep thinking they're soybeans? Actually, I don't. I'm not going to use the bean sprouts. I'm going to, looking at them, I'm going to make the executive decision to say I waited too long. These are no longer good. That's okay. Okay, I'm gonna take the cabbage. Oop. Cabbage. Cabbage. Sorry, I clean up as I go, so instead of just keeping the ingredients out, every time I finish with anything, you're gonna hear the fridge open and hear me physically put it away, probably. Okay, now the chrysanthemum greens are looking really rough, so I'm actually gonna go through and I'm gonna pick off. This might take me a bit, but I'm gonna pick off all the nasty looking leaves. And I'll keep all the ones that look not nasty. And I won't eat the nasty looking ones. Because, like, there's no mold. They just don't really look appetizing, you know? But it's not gonna kill me to eat it. And I don't wanna, like, waste food that's still good. Just because some of the leaves are bad doesn't mean the whole thing is bad, you know? So I'm gonna just see what I can salvage currently of my vegetables. Okay, those are probably good. Sometimes you've gotta do something you don't wanna. Like go through your vegetables and pick off all the bad leaves. Because they're turning yellow and getting kind of crusty. Okay, this, you could salvage this one. It's just me who's eating it. If it was someone else, I maybe would be a little more like, I should just toss this. But it's me, so it's fine. I'm not gonna die from a little turning vegetables. They're not bad yet. Especially with all this work I'm putting into prepping them. Okay. So, everything else that I have left looks acceptable to eat. I'm not going to complain about that. I just gotta clean up my mess now of all the not nice looking leaves. Okay, cutting board, knife, and I'm just gonna roughly chop. Because honestly, I feel like it's better in this case when it's still a little bit big. I'm gonna throw away the ends. They're nasty. And then I'm just gonna do one more look-see through in case I missed anything that doesn't look edible. Now that it's kind of chopped up. Nope, looks good to me. Into the pot. Then rinse off my board real quick. Perfect. I'm gonna put in some enoki mushroom, and I'm gonna use half. I feel like these mushrooms have been keeping really well. They don't look like they're turning or close to turning, so. And then I cut off about half of what was maybe a third of a big sprig of enoki. Put it in the pot, throw away the butt, because I had to cut that off because it's icky. Nobody wants that. That was the hard part. I got the wrong green onions last time. I usually get like the really thick ones that are like borderline leek level because then I can cut the white part and put it in. And it's like really, really yummy-licious. You know what I'm saying? Sorry for using like a dumb word, but it's like really delicious, right? So, but in this situation here, I got just the regular old green onion that is like not very thick. So, end up with way too much garnish and not enough actual green onion in the pot. Which is fine because, but the issue is I need like the stem part, the root part. You know what I'm saying? Does that make any sense? Does anyone even care? I'm so sorry. I don't know why I'm doing this. I don't know why I'm doing this, but don't worry about it. Okay. I'm chopping the green onion. That's gonna be the garnish on top. I don't mind a lot of garnish of green onion. This is the equivalent of about two green onions. Do I need this much? Absolutely not. And I cook like a mom, by the way, not a chef, so I tend to chop vegetables slowly. So if you can hear this and you're like, wow, she sounds like she sucks at cutting, I don't suck, I'm just slow. I'm a perfectionist, okay? Okay. There we go. Let me put the enoki and the green onion back and throw away the bouillon cube. Now, so everything's all prepped. So now I just need the meat. So everything's ready. And the meat, I'm actually just gonna grab it with my hands. I have like this really, really thinly sliced pork belly. Because I like bacon, and pork belly is kind of like bacon because it's the same cut that goes into making bacon. And I honestly think pork belly is better than bacon after I got really into it. So now I'm having pork belly on top of my hot pot because it's a ginger pork hot pot with lots of green onion. Those things go together so well. I bought way too much, so I feel the need to like load the pork on. But I honestly don't usually like putting the meat on top of other pieces of meat because I feel like it makes it take longer to cook. But I also want to use up the rest of this packet of meat, so I'm not really sure what to do. I'm in a mess of my own making. A prison of my own creation. I broke out from the cell, but it matters not because now I'm in kitchen hell by Gordon Ramsay. Haha, next collaboration revealed. I'm gonna be on a cooking show in the US. Hell yeah, this is a joke, by the way, obviously. I would love to do something like that though. That'd be fun. Like VTuber cooks for Gordon Ramsay. Oh, next step, very important. Since I just touched raw meat, I'm cleaning my hand. I'm cleaning my hand because I touch raw meat with it. What are you? It's frozen. Yeah. Okay. Now I've just turned the hot pot. I'm using a donave, which is a like hot pot specific bowl. Usually people get the donave so they can actually like, what am I trying to say? Like actually like eat the hot pot and keep it hot so they could like cook everything like live.
They could cook everything live while they're eating it. So instead of having to just shove it all in the pot, but the reason I'm doing it like this is because I'm not transferring my stuff over, you know? Yeah. I'm just doing it the way that I'm doing it. Does that make sense? Am I saying anything that makes sense? I don't know. I'm not sure. But yeah, so that's that, I suppose. That it is what it is. And that's how life works. Give me one sec. I gotta go get something. Uno momento. Uno momento. So I'm gonna let that cook for about 5-ish minutes. Technically, it can cook for longer or shorter, depending on what you like. I mean, as long as the meat's cooked, it's fine. Oh, I should prepare everything else. So because I don't eat it in the usual way, which again is like if you get a donut, they usually have like the portable like stove thing, so you can do that. You know what I'm saying? Is anything I'm saying, is any word coming out of my mouth make sense? All this for breakfast? I know, I'm stressed, man. Yeah, 5 minutes is pretty quick. I agree. Let's check. I don't think I have anything else in my fridge. However, when Mommy Town came over, she brought me bananas, which I don't know why, because I've had so many parfaits with bananas here. But for some reason, I was like, oh, Japan has bananas? And I felt so stupid after the thought crossed my mind because I was like, bitch, you've eaten bananas in Japan. Are you stupid? So I think I'm gonna have banana because it's good potassium. And then I need to make sure I'm staying hydrated too. So I have this little thing called OS1. It's a hydration solution. It really fucking works, so I'm gonna have one of those. Oh yeah. Guys, I've been seeing that weird ass video that's like going around on X right now. That one like guy that's doing like a get ready with me. And he eats a banana and then he rubs the peel on his face. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I'm sure there's a benefit, I guess. But what the fuck? Like, I watched that whole video because I was like, what's going on? Is this one of those rage bait? I feel like it's one of those rage bait things where they purposely are just doing things in the most stupid way possible to get like views, you know? But I also really wish that X would diversify because, you know, your feed's supposed to be like specific to you, right? But like, that doesn't feel very specific to me because the only reason I'm watching it now is because every single time I open up X, it doesn't matter what time of day it is, it doesn't matter anything, it doesn't matter if I click to refresh to the top, I see that post. And it's not even like people posting about that post. Like, I see a little bit of that, but I'm seeing that post, and I'm like, what do I have to pay to be pushed in the X algorithm for me? Hello, hello? Can X just decide to push me randomly one day when I make a dumb tweet? Hello? Why are you calling it X? Because sadly, Twitter is called X now, and I don't like it very much, so. I doubt it's worth the price. You're probably right. You need to make a hit tweet. Can you guys give me ideas for hit tweets I can make to go viral on X, and I will make all of them? Can that be a stream concept? I make viral X tweets that my audience suggests, and then like I make all these tweets over the course of like a few weeks. Book trend. I could do that. But you know, jailbird, sometimes I like to leave a little something something to your imagination. You know what I'm saying? Sorry, I'm drinking this like weird OS1 dental hydration like jelly. It's like a jelly version. Hasn't been 5 minutes yet. I don't know. I'm not counting. Do a rage bait post? I don't know how to do that. I'm sure you guys have noticed by now, but I'm really bad at being mean, and I never go out of my way to do anything that's purposely mean-spirited. You know what I'm saying? So personally, I can't really understand like rage bait, like people who do it like on purpose and like enjoy rage baiting, because I'm like, why do you find joy from making people unhappy? What's wrong with your brain? Because the idea in my head of saying something that might upset someone literally makes me want to kill myself. It literally makes me want to kill myself. Like, I can't imagine going out of my way to say something to piss someone off, watching them get angry, and getting happy about that. Like, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, I don't know. My point is, I don't know. I don't think I could make a rage bait tweet because I just genuinely cannot comprehend why people do that in the first place. I drink and then I would check the hot pot. Fox Mom, happy birthday. Ugh. Now people are gonna come and watch this later and they're gonna know it's your birthday. Aren't you lucky? Okay. So let me check the donome. Do you hear that sizzle? I guess it's not a sizzle, it's just boiling. Okay. Cap off. I'm gonna put it in the sink because I want it to stop what it is doing, which is cooking. I need it to stop cooking. Right. Then I'm going to take the green onion that I finally, totally, so finely chopped, and garnish the top of it with two whole things of green onion. I love green onion, man. Okay, now that I've taken it off the heat of the burner, I'm gonna put the cap back on to stop the water from evaporating, and then I'm gonna grab it and I'll be right back. I can't carry both things at once, don't want to cause an accident. And I moved it over to my table. My issue now is, do I eat or do I do the dishes and clean up after myself? So I actually, probably because I'm on stream in a way, I accidentally managed to make a bit of a mess on accident. So maybe let me clean that up first, just so once I'm done, I can just focus on eating and not have to think about cleaning up the mess I just made. I don't want to have to think about it later, so I'll do it now. Okay. And I also have the issue, and I've done this every single time after I've cleaned the stove. I'll like have an accident with the like breaking the cube apart. I'll always like fuck it up and it'll like explode while I'm breaking it apart, and it'll go all over the whole stove. And then I get very depressed because suddenly my stove is dirty and I realize I have to clean it. But I've been avoiding cleaning it since the last time it happened. So I just wiped that up too while I was wiping down the counter. The dishes can wait. I'll let the dishes wait until after. Ooh, it looks so good! Okay, we got our donabe. We got our nabe. And there's lots of meat in this one. So hopefully the dream would be that I eat this and then I don't eat much else today. It's my goal. Because I ate a lot yesterday. Because there's so much good food in Japan, especially if you go out. It's so easy to just be like, oh, just this, just this, just this. But everything adds up really high before you know it. So my tummy kind of hurts today. Picture, please. Here, let me take one. I've already been mixing it up. So it's not gonna, like, the garnish isn't on top anymore. Because I was like, ooh, I should start separating the meat. Sorry, I was too excited. I immediately started going at it with my eyes and my chopsticks instead of my brain. I don't know why I feel like I'm missing something. No, you know, it doesn't look pretty now that I mixed it. I can't give you a picture, I'm sorry. Yeah, I keep hurting my tummy because I keep eating too much. It's fine. It is what it is. It is what it is. Yeah. Oh. Okay. So, I'm just letting it cool down a little bit because if I just dive in, it's gonna be like really hot. I wish I could share this with you. When I make stuff like this and I'm just, you know, eating alone, I think of how nice it is to eat with someone else. And I wish that I could set up the seat next to me and grab another pair of chopsticks and say, "Here, Dilbert. You have some too. I can't eat all this myself. I made too much." Shizno, thank you very much for the pinky. Yeah. Did I tell you guys I gaslit myself into liking cabbage in hot pot? I didn't like it previously. I will like every time I saw it, I'd be so disappointed. But my goal when coming here was I was like, I need to make myself like it. I'll be your personal trash can jailbird. Okay, any food I don't eat, I'm gonna put it down your gullet. Open up. Cabbage is good though. Don't get me wrong, I like cabbage and I like boiled cabbage, but there was something about my like opinion of like what hot pot should be that was very not at all with cabbage. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Cabbage, but now I look forward to it. I'm like, can't forget to buy the cabbage for my hot pot at the store. There are different kinds of hot pots. Yes. Well, it's not even just preconceived notions. I had eaten hot pot a lot, and I'd eaten a lot of Korean hot pot. And don't get me wrong, they have cabbage as an option, but I had rarely ever seen anyone put cabbage in a hot pot. And I just like generally don't reach for cabbage unless I'm eating like Irish food. So, I just didn't like, I wasn't all for it. And that's like my problem. And that was my fatal flaw, and I fixed it. I fixed it. I fixed my life problem. Cabbage is good for you. Greens are good for you. And this whole recipe is literally made. Sorry, what poor man is talking with my mouth full. This whole recipe is literally made to be easy on my stomach. Well, also filling me up so that I hopefully won't eat as much. Because it's really hard here. It's so easy to leave the house hungry and then just like become absolutely destroyed by all the amazing options. Chew louder. Oh, sorry. Here, one sec. Did that do anything for you? My phone is not up to my mouth. It's down on the table. So that's why I picked it up for a second. Here, another one. That wasn't very good. Let me see if the cabbage is crunchy. A green onion and pork belly. So sorry. If there ain't no crunch, I'm trying so hard. I don't know if it's making a crunching sound. This is not the microphone for that. I'm so sorry. And a gnocchi mushroom. There you go. Just cut it. You're welcome. Okay, that's enough ASMR. Attemptive phone ASMR. At least 20 chews. Don't say that to me. I'm not counting. But one of the things about me is generally, I think by some people's standards, I probably overcook my hot pot. I really, really like my vegetables to be really nice and soft so that they kind of just like disintegrate into fibers in my mouth, you know? I know some people like to keep them pretty firm, but. What if jailbirds eat by hearing? And then I fed you a little bit of my hot pot and I'm happy for you. You don't like crunchy veggies? Don't get me wrong. I love crunchy raw vegetables, okay? I love raw vegetables. But when I'm eating hot pot, I just don't. For some reason, with hot pot specifically, if they're like a little bit crunchy and I pull it out, I'm like, nope, something's wrong. Put it back in. You know? See, jailbirds, I knew talking to you was a good idea this morning. I'd still be in bed right now if I didn't talk to you, but instead, I'm up and I'm eating. And you know what's gonna happen after this? Because I'm still talking to you guys, I'm gonna say, oh, you know, I should just do my dishes. And then I'll be all set up for the day. Have you ever tried okra? I have a really funny story with okra. I don't actually care one way or the other for okra. I think it's fine. I can eat it. But did I ever tell you guys that my grandma, this is gonna sound like fake as hell. So I apologize in advance. I promise you this is gonna sound fake as hell, and I don't even blame you if you're like, I don't believe you. That sounds like bullshit. But it's true. My grandma went on a date with Elvis Presley before he was famous. This was before he was a famous man. He was like performing at like little like bars, you know, like how people singers who are trying to get their start, things that they do. Is this the Elvis story again? Yes, it's the Elvis story again. So my grandma ends up being friends with the people who run this bar, and they're letting Elvis perform there because they're like kind of like friends with him. So they're like, hey, you know, like, do you like want to go out to dinner with us? I always say she was on a date with Elvis. She's like, it wasn't a date, we just hung out, it wasn't a date. And I'm like, grandma, take it, it was a date with Elvis, come on, be real. And so then she's like, so I'm hanging out with this guy and he's just fine. Like, she was not impressed, but she was like, one thing is, like, she was like, we got along, like talking to him was really nice. One thing he asked while we were in the car was, do you like okra? And she told him no, because she's like, I don't fucking like okra, what the hell? And he was like, oh, you just don't know how to eat it right. Wait, because they were going back to with the couple that ran the bar. They were going back to like their place, all four of them. So he was like, let me cook you some okra. And then after that, she's like, wow, yeah, Elvis Presley taught me how to eat okra, and now I like it. So all those years later, then when he got famous, she was like, holy shit. Wow. And I'm like, Grandma, Grandma, you were in vicinity with Elvis Presley? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, whoa. My great grandma dated Dean Martin. I love that. I love Dean Martin, man. Siege, thank you very much for the Akka soup. The jailbirds are always a perfect excuse to keep moving, huh? You're welcome. Hope you have an amazing day, Hadriza. Thank you. But anyway, yeah. So that's one of my funny stories. I doubt my grandma would lie about that. But for some people who are like, there's no way. I guess potentially she could have made it up, but I don't think she did because she has told me this story in many great and consistent detail over the years, even as she's gotten older. So, but think whatever you want. It doesn't affect me. I know my truth. Maybe you're the son of Elvis. I am not the son of Elvis. First off, I'm a girl. Second off, he would be my grandfather. Third off, she was not interested in him like that at the time. She thought that he was kind of forgettable apart from the okra thing, which she thought was fun. She was like, oh, he's just a normal, pleasant guy. When she wasn't like taken with him. So I'm very positive that I am not related in any way. Imagine calling Elvis okra guy. I know, that's literally my grandma's like, yeah, it's the guy who taught me how to. And I'm like, Grandma, that's Elvis Presley, bro. You sure though? We need that DNA test. No, I'm half raven, half demon. Okay. Can you teach us how to eat okra? I need to ask my grandma. I don't actually know. Because I don't think I don't think I dislike okra at all, but I don't know if I've ever had okra cooked the quote unquote right way. What the hell are you eating? What the hell are you eating? Don't you dare come in here being so aggressive. Learn some manners. Ask in a polite manner. Don't be weird, all caps. What's wrong with you? Learn how to act, jailbird. What the hell are you eating? Okay, get rid of the hell, okay? Ask politely. Learn your manners. Thank you uncapitalizing it. Ma'am, what wonders are bewi betwixt your lips this fine morn? You're correct. That's the correct way you should be asking women what they're eating. I'll be honest, some people might get annoyed and be like, what the hell? But I appreciate that energy. Yes, treat me like I'm the princess and you are her loyal tutor and companion, and you love her, me, very much, but you can never be together because of our station differences. So instead, you give me soft affections daily. And because of our positions, we can never be together. But we longingly look at each other out the window, unknowing of the other's feelings because we're too committed to our duties. Sorry. Okay, princess. Me writing weird jailbird AU in my head. Did you just create lore for us? No. So, as you guys are probably aware, sorry, abrupt subject change. I'm here in Japan for work, obviously, which is nice. I'm working on something really special. I think you guys are gonna really enjoy. Can't tell you about it now, but I've got stuff to go to do for it today. So once we're done, I'll probably get running. I have plans for today. Yes, I have work. I have to work today. I have work every day. I'm not very good at using chopsticks. I'm actually way better at using the flat Korean chopsticks, and I feel like, in my personal opinion, Korean people just created the best chopstick variant. They're metal, so easy to clean. They're square or kind of rectangular, so easy to pick things up with. I never have like the same issue I have with like the kind of more circular chopsticks. I'm individually pulling out and eating one single green onion at a time. I'm so sorry. Okay. The bowl's not hot, so I'm gonna drink some of the broth. I'm not gonna drink all of it. Just because I'm not sure. I'm not sure how good for me it actually is. Like the broth itself. It's just water, sake, ginger, and then a full stock cube. And I don't know if I'm actually supposed to be using the whole stock cube. Probably could have gotten away with half, honestly, but. It's so yummy. It's so yummy. Much salt. Honestly, it's not salty at all. It's decently salted. It's not, I even feel like I could probably add salt. But it's nice because I feel like in the back stateside, if you get a chicken broth of like any kind, you're gonna be hard pressed to find one that doesn't have a shit ton of sodium added already. You know what I'm saying? But like here, I feel like they don't actually have like canned broth in the first place for one, so that probably contributes. But canned broth stuff aside, I also feel like, it's like not salty. And I don't mean that in a bad way, like, oh, there's not enough salt, but like it's not salty. When I have the flavor profile, no part of me like is sitting there eating it and thinking, oh, this is salty. I'm just like, this tastes good. So, okay. Let me empty the rest of the broth down and give the sink a little rinse. And I give my doughnut a rinse. I need the water to get hot. Hurry, hurry, hurry. There we go. Some hot water, some soap, more water so the soap froths up. And I'm gonna let the doughnut sit. And I'm gonna clean and grab my sponge. Put some water and soap on it first. And I'm going to wash my knife. Very quick and easy. Wash my chopsticks. I need to set out this. Okay. I gotta wash my cutting boards. Don't forget to wash that. Since I had borderline questionable veggies on it. Okay. Top of the doughnut bake. Scrubbed. It's not that dirty. All it got was steam. And then the actual doughnut bake itself hasn't been sitting very long, but it doesn't need to soak. I can just get scrubbing. I'm gonna scrub it twice on the inside and then once on the outside. and scrub rinse. Done. Second, let's go. Don't forget pot. Okay, and now I'm going to wash the bottom. The issue I've been noticing with my donave that I've been having is I have been burning and scorching the bottom of it. I've been scorching the bottom of it. So when I got it, it looked really, really nice. And still it looks really, really nice. But the bottom is slowly becoming, you know what I'm talking about? Getting destroyed. Try not to fall asleep, but it's nearly 3. Go to sleep! You don't have to be here. I appreciate that you want to be here, that you're trying to keep yourself up, but your health's really important, Jailbird. So go to sleep. You have my explicit permission. Oh. Okay, now I'm feeling lazy. I've done the essentials. I've cleaned up after myself in the kitchen. I should clean up my dining room too, I guess. Just put my stuff away. And I suppose I'll have some fruit later as a treat. Okay, now I feel lazy, so we're gonna go back to bed. Time for a nap. Here. I'm getting cozy under the blankets. Okay. I'm missing a pillow, though. There it is. It was under the blanket, too. Okay. More strawberry? I don't have any, but I have some mikan in my fridge. So. She really woke up, eat, and now sleep again. Look! I need sleep. I'm still not to 100%. Don't you hear me coughing? Your cough sounds much better. You're nice. I'm gonna have a sip of water. Can I tell you guys one thing I love about Tokyo so much? I think I was just chilling, and I ended up opening the window pretty late one night because I was kind of warm, and I was like, oh, it's kind of cold outside, so maybe this will help the heat up. And one thing I noticed, it was really late, right? There's no noise. There's no noise. And I was like, wow. Tokyo is such an amazing city that, like, it's so quiet. Like, compared to, like, I feel like any other place in the world, like, if you're in a city, it doesn't really matter what time it is. Chances are, like, if it's a big city, it's going to be bustling. But it was crazy. I was like, wow. Like, I don't hear, horns honking. I don't hear anything like that. It's just, it was great. It's amazing. So, anyway, let me be your advertisement. Hire me, Tokyo. Let me advertise for you. I will convince people to come. Not that they need any help with that. I'm joking, obviously, but yeah. It's just, I don't know.
I was like, whoa, this is nice. Anyways, I'm fucking dying. Oh. Yeah, that's true. I remember going and my friend needed medicine and it was like that. Yeah. Nurse for Tokyo Ambassador. I'd love to be a Tokyo ambassador someday. I love to be a Tokyo ambassador. Sorry, jailbirds. My gross cough. I'm sorry. Thank you guys, though, for coming here. And, for spending time with me and helping to give me some energy this morning for a little bit to do the things I needed to do. So, thank you, jailbirds. I hope you enjoyed this random decision I made to do an X space. You really got the full waifu experience just now. I woke up after being naked in bed. I put clothes on. I made breakfast. I did the dishes, and then I got back in bed. So, I hope you enjoyed. I miss you guys, so I don't know. I wanted to talk to you guys. I hope you're all doing well. I'm sorry I haven't been able to be around as much as usual. I feel really bad about it, but know that I'm like genuinely doing my best. So please keep cheering for me, even though I know it's hard for you guys too. It's hard for me, but it's hard for you guys too. I can only imagine it must be worse. So, yeah. But I miss you. I miss you all so much. So I just wanted you guys to know that. But yeah. Thank you guys so much for being there for me. I love you, jailbirds. I'll let you go now. So you guys, I'm sure it's late for some of you. So I'm back in bed, so you can just pretend we're going to sleep together. It's great. And I'll take a nap and think of that too. Be like, ah, oh, I'm holding a cute little jailbird in my arms and squeezing it super tight because it's like a pillow. But yeah, thank you guys. I hope you had fun. I hope you sleep well and have a good night. And I hope I'll see you guys all in my next stream. So, bye for now, darlings.